Okay, Shalom uvracha. Welcome back to all. This week's Sedra is Beshalach. The people have finally left Egypt after 210 years in Egypt and over 100 years, 116 years of slavery. The people march to a triumphant and hopeful future. Quick parsha overview of what happens in Parshas Beshalach. People see the Egyptians camp behind them. The Yam Suf is in front of them. Hashem works, of course, a very great miracle. The sea becomes a damp bed. The Bnei Yisrael cross to freedom in safety. The sea comes crashing down on the Egyptians and drowns them in the sea. In Perek Tesvav, the people sing the famous Shirat Hashem of Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Perek Tesvav, Psukim Chav through Chav Aleph, Miriam leads the woman in song. At the end of Perek Tesvav, we have Mara, the water is bitter, Moshe makes it sweet. They get a series of mitzvos. Perek Tazayin, the man falls from Shemayim for the first time. And the people learn more about Hilchos Shabbos, actually, we learn about Hilchos Shabbos, from the falling of the man. That's in Perek Tazayin. And then in Perek Yud Zayin, Moshe strikes the rock as per the word of God, and water comes forth. And the end of Perek Gedzayin, Amalek attacks the nation for the first time. Moshe goes up to the top of the mountain with Aaron and Hur supporting his hands. His hands are raised in prayer. Yoshua is battling Amalek at the bottom of the mountain along with the people. That's just the parsha overview. I want to actually focus on something right from the beginning of the parsha that is so timely for the Eis Melchama and Eis Tzarehi LeYaakov that we are going through. And it just reminds us how timeless, how chizuk filled, how impactful our Torah HaKadosh is. So how does the Sedra begin? Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Gedzayin. Vayihi b'shalach paro esa'am v'lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karavhu ki mar elokim peni nachim ha'am b'rosa me'chama v'shavu mitzvayim. It came to pass when paro sent the people forth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not let them go by the way of the plishtim, because it was close. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hashem said, Elohim said, lest the people reconsider while leaving Egypt, they will see war in the land of the Plishtim. They will want to return to Egypt. And therefore, God took the people in a circuitous route. He led them around by the way of the desert, by Yamsuf, the Sea of Reeds, v'chamushim ala b'nei Yisrael me'emetzrayim. What does chamushim exactly mean? They went up armed, only one-fifth left Egypt. They left from the land of Mitzrayim, and Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him because he had made the children of Israel take an oath. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems them. The Bnei Yisrael, will take his Yosef's bones out of Egypt. Okay, I want to talk about Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tidches, Vayasev Elokim Esa'am Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf, from the word to go around. Sivivon, sub. We all know that Hanukkah song. The Sivivon, the jail, spins around and around and around. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the people go in a circuitous route. He made them go around by the way of the desert, by the sea of reeds. I'm quoting from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal. I never was not aware of this medrash before I prepared this, and I think that it is extremely interesting and compelling. The Rav quotes the medrash. The medrash Shmos Rabba makes the following statement based on the word Vayasev. So God led the people around, says the medrash, from this phrase, our rabbis teach that even a poor person in Israel must not eat at the Pesach Seder until he reclines, Shayasev. But this is what the Holy One, blessed be He, did to them, as it says, Vayasev Elokim. Do we understand? We have to understand, but at least let's get the Medrash. The Rav quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says, based on Shemos Yud Gimel Yud Ches, the Pasuk says, Vayasev Elokim Esam Derech Midbar Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the people, a circuitous route, He led them around the way of the desert, by the Sea of Reeds. Since it says Vayasev, which is, of course, leading up to Kriyas Yamsuf. Therefore, the Medrash says, the rabbis say, a person is not allowed to eat at the Pesach Seder, even a poor person, until he reclines. Halayla zeh kulanu misubin, shayasev. Because this is what Hashem did to them, as it says, vayasev elkim. So the Rav asks a very logical question. What relationship is there between God causing the Israelites to circle in the desert and the mitzvah to recline at the Seder? Very nice. God took them a certain route. Very nice. We want to show we're free people. So halayla zeh kulanu misubin. But what does one have to do with the other? They seem to be totally disconnected. And yet, the Medrash connects the reclining at the Pesach Seder with the way that the people left Egypt. Says the Rav, the mitzvah of reclining is due to the obligation to reenact the exodus from Egypt. We recline to show we are free people. When do we become free people? Beitzia Mitzrayim. Through reclining, one demonstrates freedom. A king reclines. A king takes his time. A queen has time to recline. A slave doesn't have time to recline. A slave stands over the trough, quickly eating whatever it is that the master has given him. A rich person, a free person, a powerful person, a wealthy person has time to recline on a couch as he eats. Reclining demonstrates freedom. While it is obviously difficult for a poor person to perform such a reenactment, says the Rav, he must feel that he is free. Even despite the fact that he's dependent on others. The Midrash says even a poor person is not allowed to eat at the Seder till he reclines. So on Leil HaSeder, kulanu mesubin, everyone must feel he's free. Everyone in Israel must feel he's free. Says the Rav, the seventh day of Pesach, what we call Shvi'i Pesach, the anniversary of the splitting of the Reed Sea, is the culmination of the holiday. Yet, it was 40 long years after the splitting of the Reed Sea, before the nation entered the land of Israel. And indeed, says Rav Soloveitchik, complete redemption still has not taken place. This is the fate of the Jew. God leads his nation via a roundabout route. Why didn't they just go from Egypt direct to Eretz Canaan? Or go from Egypt, quickly come to Har Sinai, God could have made Kvitas HaDerech, get the Torah, go into Eretz Israel. No, 40 years. This is the fate of the Jew. God leads his people via a roundabout route, via Sava Elokim Israel. It's not just that they took a different route to avoid the land of the Plishtim. They took a different route. It took them 40 years to get to where they needed to be. Through our historical path, we have demonstrated great faith and trust, says the Rav. As we await the fulfillment of the promise, and even though he may tarry, we still wait for the Messiah's arrival. The Jews suffered oppression and expulsion, inui, avdus, galus, through many eras in the history of our people. Yet we still recline on Leil HaSeder. We fulfill the imperative of reenacting our redemption, reenacting our freedom. Although we may experience poverty, although we may continue to experience hardships, although God still leads his people in a roundabout manner, the promise of redemption remains. And we must strengthen ourselves with the trust that the promise will be realized. So even though it was not the most direct route, it was not the quickest or the most direct route. It was a roundabout route, not roundabout 7 days, not roundabout 7 months, not roundabout 7 years, 40 years. We are still taking a roundabout route to redemption. Almost 2,000 years since Churban Beis HaMikdash. Things still seem roundabout, and sometimes they are. It's a much longer route to redemption. And yet we recline, vayasev kulanu mesubim, because we maintain our belief that the Geula will come. That just like we were redeemed from Egypt oh so long ago, we know and we believe that at the end of this Sivivan Sov, this long roundabout route, redemption will once again, the final redemption will come for our people. And then listen to the next paragraph of the Rav. I'm quoting from Chumash Masoras HaRav Shamos. Deviations from the straight course characterize the strange movement of Jewish history. The longest, not the shortest route is Jewish destiny. Another aspect of Jewish destiny is the contradictory zigzag pattern of our historical past. At times, we seem to be approaching our destiny, the fulfillment of our destiny, Yimos HaMashiach, Bias Kol Tzadak. Slowly but surely, we're making progress. Suddenly, we are deflected. Our destiny is thrust aside. We seem forced to move back in the opposite direction. Positions previously achieved are abandoned, and the accomplishments of entire generations are wiped away. Perhaps, I don't know, but this is a reference to historical events such as the Shoah. Positions previously achieved are abandoned, of which my four grandparents were survivors who all lost families and went on to rebuild. The accomplishments of entire generations are wiped away. But listen to the next sentence. And of course, preparing for this shiur and presenting this shiur with the ongoing Operation Swords of Iron and the ongoing Eis Mechamais, Mechamas Mitzvah that has been launched upon Klal Yisrael since October 7th, the next statement really has deep meaning for me and perhaps for you as well. Listen to the next words of the Rav. Whole settlements, entire yeshuvim, are annihilated. Comes to mind that the 22 communities in the Gaza envelope that the enemy, Yimach Shmam V'Zichram, Bekor of Mamish, decimated, destroyed, violated, ransacked. We think of Be'eri, we think of Kfar Aza. Think of the Kedoshim from those communities. The Rav says whole settlements, whole yeshuvim, they are annihilated. And yet, Knesset Yisrael finds itself starting anew. Just as surely, Geula once again starts beckoning. The promise of redemption inspires new hopes and movement. This process of historical detours, Vayasev Elokim Esa'am, we're always on a detour. It's a straight line, but all of a sudden we have a setback. We make progress, but then retrogression. Our historical detours and our historical destiny are unlike the history of other nations, which seems more or less to move in a straight course. From the inception of nationhood to eminence upon occasion and to subsequent decline. It's not only talking about the people's path as they left Egypt and Shvi'i Shel Pesach. It's talking about our historical destiny. And yet, the Medrash says, even though we're on a circuitous route, even though it's a zigzag road to redemption, which Rav speaks about often at different places, we still recline on Leil HaSeder. Kulanu Mesubim. Because not only are we spiritually free since the giving of the Torah, but we continue to believe in the ultimate freedom. We continue to rebuild despite setbacks. We continue to hope and believe in Geula despite the length of the Golos. Now, even with the zigzag road to redemption, we never give up on the fulfillment of our national destiny. And therefore, says the Midrash, the phrase here in Chumash teaches us that even a poor person in Israel must not eat on the El Seder, Ad She Yisaveiv, Ad She Yisave, until he reclines. Because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to them, as it says, Vayasev Elokim. We look forward, of course, to the ultimate everlasting reclining with the ultimate and everlasting redemption. And our destiny will come to fruition. And the ultimate redemption will be imminent. Bekar b'yameinu mamash for us, Kal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, Kol Tov. Thank you to all, and Be'ezor Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.